Well, to discuss that a bit further, we're now joined by Imam Abdul Ali Musa, who is the Imam of Masjid al-Islam in Washington, who's joining us now via satellite from the American capital. Now, Imam Musa, thanks a lot for joining us. The first thing I wanted to ask you, at the end of that package, we mentioned that this is, of course, not the first anti-Islam incident that has taken place in the U.S. or through the U.S. Do you believe that finally, at some point, the Muslim governments, such as the Persian Gulf monarchies, will finally stand up and say enough is enough?
Well, I think what's happened already is some unintended consequences. They meant to slap the face of Islam and the Muslims, but look exactly what happened. The ambassador to Libya, which helped lead the rebellion against the Gaddafi regime, was one of the first people killed. And who was he killed by? He was killed by the same people who they helped install a few months back. And then the second case, we know the fitna and the money and the billions that the Saudis have spent in Egypt building up Salafi groups and others to oppose Ikhwani groups there in Egypt who are struggling for the whole Egyptian society and for Islam. Well, we see that in both of those capitals, or both of those societies, is where the main opposition to this film took place. So we had recited 2 days ago on this same program, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, wa makru wa makrullah wa lahu khairul makareen. They plan and Allah plans, and Allah is the best of planners. What this shows us is that the U.S. policy, no matter how many millions and billions they spend to demonize Islam, whatever they do will slap them in the face. The last example is the U.S. military right now in Afghanistan. There's never been a U.S. or a military in history that have lost more to suicide than they have to enemy fire. Look in Afghanistan right now. The U.S. military is losing more of their troops to suicide than they are to killing. So what we see is Allah's hand coming out of what the U.S. and the West make feel is their fitna, their Islamophobia, their open hatred and hostility to Islam. But at the same time, they throw something at us, the wind blows it back in their face. So we can see what's happening right now is wakening up the Muslims even more. Remember, this is happening in the global media, and the world can see the injustice. What it is doing is waking up the Muslims and non-Muslims and making them more aware of the condition between Islam, peaceful way of life, and the West constantly attacking the peace-loving Muslims.
Right, Imam Musa, we just have under 30 seconds left. I just want to ask, what needs to be done now by the Muslim world in order to prevent such anti-Islam actions or anti-Islam movies from being produced in the future?
No, what we should do is, you cannot stop the West from these anti-Islamic movies and basic fitna. What we can do is improve our communications, our satellite communication, our educational processes, and teach the world what Islam is, not what Islam is not. Let them continue. They're going to continue. You cannot stop the anti-Iran hatred, the anti-Islamic hatred, the pro-Israeli fitna, and the anti-Muslim dialogue.
Right.
We cannot stop that. But what we can do is use our institutions and our
I do sincerely apologize for interrupting you, Imam Musa, but we will unfortunately have to leave it there for now. That was Imam Abdul Ali Musa, Imam of the Masjid al-Islam, speaking to us live from Washington. Imam Musa, we do appreciate your insight here on Press TV.